time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen long by. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Well, not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers. Charlie is out this week recuperating from a bad arm injury. Didn't break anything or anything of that nature, but it's just an arm injury, and Charlie will be back eventually, so don't worry about that. But we will be here in his stead.
Yeah, good old Charlie. Get back, get healthy as soon as you can. I worry about you.
And we miss having Charlie around.
Yeah, we do.
He's got a general sense of humor and a general way on the air that's a lot of fun. And
I wish people would hear him off the air the way we hear him.
It's a little different. A little different than the Charlie Evers you get on the air, but
it's even more funny.
Well, it is. But he's always had his own way of doing radio, which I have always had an admiration for because you know, he can just talk forever.
Yeah, and you're not quite sure what he's talking about sometimes, which makes it even more fun.
Which is it, because he's off in the woods of everything. So we miss you, Charlie, and we want you to come back as soon as possible. But we're here in the midst of, we're sitting 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we are. And if my deer is listening, I did spray my microphone and my headphones. So
you didn't spray mine, just let me get ill.
You don't know, when you left, I did.
Did you? Good.
Just your microphone, not your headphones.
You saved me over here. Well, you'll be sitting here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Media is exempt under this, and I think it's important that we're here.
Yeah, I do too. If nothing else, we hope we give you a little comfort, a little chuckle, just so that you can get through the day. I am so tired of listening, like I told Sheriff as he was leaving. I'm so tired. The most pleasurable thing he said this morning was, "I'm just a cop." And I love hearing people be honest about things like that. He's not a doctor. He's not going to try and tell us anything just because he is pretty important in the community. And I think I've just gotten so tired of everybody being an expert. We don't even watch much TV anymore because of that.
Well, and that's why we try to do the news. Mm-hmm. We've had the mayor. We've had the health commissioner. We've had the sheriff. We want to give you what's the news so you feel safe, so you feel better. But then we also want to be want to have a little bit of levity, want to be able to do something fun because we know it's a rough time. We know you're stuck at home. And we're here.
Yeah, this is old-time radio, if I ever heard of it.
It's old-time.
Yeah. Back when I was a kid, it was basically the local news and levity and music. We don't do
sing
the music
for us.
Thing. No, I'm not going to sing for
you. We'll get a stand set up, Glenn. We can have singers in here.
Well, you can play my record because it's past BMI and ASCAP control. So that's about as good as you're going to get from me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about what's coming up today at noon on your show.
Well, I'm going over lots of... last night, as my listeners know, I spend the night with my puppy dog. She's getting old, and we have to take her out so often. And I have to kind of sleep with her on a low couch so she can jump down if she has to. And so last night, we were talking, and we went over all sorts of things that we've learned in the last week that really don't have a whole lot to do with the coronavirus, but but there are some things that are really, really quite political, and there are things that are not political. But I'm going to start off by some of the things that we ought to be thankful for the coronavirus for, things that we've done, things that we've learned, so forth.
And restocking toilet paper.
Toilet paper's in there, by the way.
Oh, it should be. Holy Moses. Toilet paper is...
My wife pointed out to me, and I'm not going to tell any... Well, of course I am. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm not going to tell anybody where I have my secret stash, but we have a little camper trailer, and I've got 3 rolls in there. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, man. You better hold on to those. Those are like gold these days.
Those are our backup rolls. And please don't stuff all that. You know, if you use something other than toilet paper, don't stuff it down the toilet. Put it in a plastic bag and seal the bag, because we don't want to clog up our sewers. And you do that, you're going to add more problems.
What is it with the toilet paper?
I don't know. Why would anybody want to hoard toilet paper? I'd like to have it, but I'm not going to go buy 20 barrels full of them.
I still think it's mental. I think it's a mental thing about being in control of something, and I think that allows people to have some control over their life at this particular point. And that's the only thing I can figure. But for God's sake, leave some toilet paper on the shelf. Don't buy 3 packages. Buy 1. You don't need 3 packages.
Right. And if we all bought 1 instead of 5, and I think Meijer has a limit of 5, but is that 5 24 packs or is that 5 4 packs? You know?
Just stop. That's all. That's all you need. Buy 1 and then go home.
Yep.
How much toilet paper do you need to use?
Well, that's a personal question.
I mean, how much do people really go through?
Another personal question.
I don't know. I guess maybe if you're eating, go to the store and buy a lot of cheese.
There you go.
And then you won't have this problem. Stop buying the prunes and the raisins and buy the cheese, and everything
will
be okay.
Stop it all up.
Stop it all up. Plug it.
Oh, my.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of the Family Feud here today, and if we run out of Family Feud questions, we're going to go into our presidential trivia. But we have a few of these left here. Now, 100 people surveyed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name something you might see out on the ocean.
Ooh.
Name something you might see out on the ocean.
Ooh, I love
One,
that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Six.
Okay. 6 answers. Name something you might see out on the ocean.
Now, I don't know if my listeners know it, but I used to race sailboats, and I used to race the Chicago to Mackinac race every year, I know a lot of things I saw out on the ocean, some of which shouldn't have been out on the ocean, including plastic bags and stuff like that.
You wouldn't want that.
No.
No, no, no. So out of 100 people surveyed, name something you might find out on the ocean. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
There you go. You're getting a call.
What is out on the ocean? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, a boat.
A boat is number one.
That better be out there. You better be in one.
24 people said boat. Thank you.
All right.
Good answer.
Boat is number one. Now, what are the other 5? What might you see out on the ocean? And maybe this will be number 2. You never know. We'll find out. Go ahead, caller.
How about waves?
Maze?
Waves. You know, when you go out there surfing, they give you waves?
Oh, waves, yeah.
Waves. A wave is number 4. 14 people said wave. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Wave
hey,
was
we're
on the list.
Through this fast. They got their happy hats on, and they're getting their smart happy hats.
Name something you might see out on the ocean. 740-383-9944. Number 1 answer was boat. And number 4 was wave. What are the others?
One of the things that we were told when we raced the Chicago to Mackinac race is that you shouldn't see anything out on the lake that you would see in your toilet.
Really?
Yeah. And
like water?
You weren't allowed to flush through the hole, is what they were saying.
Oh.
Yeah, because some places allow it. Like if you go on the ocean, you can.
That's kind of disgusting.
It is.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about a beautiful sunset?
Oh, that's a great answer.
I don't see sunset.
Oh, that's a great answer, though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I used to look forward to. You know, the other thing that I used to look forward to when I raced is we'd be out in the
getting
middle
back and being able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well,
that would be it for me.
We did pee over the side.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Swish. But one of the most beautiful things in the world is being out in the middle of a great lake or the ocean and looking up at the Milky Way. It'll knock your socks off. It's so bright. It almost makes it like daylight. It's just beautiful.
The Milky Way.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Name something you might see out on the ocean. Number one answer was boat. Number four is wave. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 740-383-9944. Something you might see out on the ocean.
Another thing we used to see, especially in the Mackinac race, because we went right underneath a bombing run, and we would see jets going over at night. That was beautiful, too.
That's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
How about a whale?
A whale is number 5 on the list. Oh. 8 people said whale. Thank you.
And a dolphin.
And a dolphin? A dolphin
and a
is
shark.
Dolphin's number 3. No shark.
No really? Shark. No shark.
No shark. But I'll good guesses. Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, as a freshwater sailor, I never saw a whale out in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior.
Only 8 people did.
Okay.
Only 8 people saw the whale.
Don't let him flop on you.
Don't let the whale flop on you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Glenn said that the Milky Way was really incredible.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what did the Mars bar look like?
Oh, yeah, the Mars bar was incredible, too, floating along the surface. We tried not to put those in the water.
The Mars bars?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I think he's being silly.
Was that facetious? A facetious call? 740-383-9944. Name something you might see out on the ocean. Number 1, boat. Number 3, dolphin. Number 4, wave. Number 5, whale. We've got the number 2 answer still not gotten, and the number 6 answer still not gotten. 740-383-9944. Name something you might see out on the ocean.
I'm trying to think of all the neat things that we used to see. Mostly I saw sailboats, because there were 280 sailboats that raced the 1 year I remember. But I'll tell you what you don't want to see on Lake Michigan in the middle of the lake, lightning.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to see lightning. Lightning will do you in. Go ahead, caller.
How about old Captain Jack Sparrow and his gang?
Army matey.
They are not on this list, unfortunately, but that's a good answer. Thank you.
Okay.
People are being silly. I like it.
Well, we're all cooped up now.
Yeah,
we're all
we
stir crazy. We don't know what to do. We got to do something with our time, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
A seagull.
Oh,
not a seagull.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
But that's a good guess. Thank you.
I would have
not
sworn that was number 6 or whatever.
A seagull?
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the last time I even saw a seagull.
Oh, you see them over Marion quite often, especially when the farmers are fertilizing with some sort of, you know, fish fertilizer.
Oh, you see a lot. I must miss them. I see a lot of the geese, but I don't see the seagulls.
Oh, not a lot of them, but you do see them.
Some seagulls.
Yep. Yeah.
Beyond me.
Yep.
Name something you might see on the ocean. We have 2 answers left. Does anybody know what they are? Something you might see on the ocean.
We're going to have to ask James Anderson about the seagulls.
You think there are seagulls in Marion?
Oh, I know there are. I've seen
them. Now, how can you spot a seagull?
Seagulls look only like seagulls. They don't look
like
anything
else.
They have
the big thing, don't they? The big chin?
The big chin?
Yeah, those are seagulls, right?
No.
What are those?
Those are, what are those things called? Pelicans, no.
Pelicans?
We don't have pelicans.
No, they're not pelicans. Those are pelicans with the big chin?
With the, where they put the fish in the bottom of their, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
You Jay Leno.
You better go south for that.
Jay Leno. So a seagull.
Jay Leno.
A seagull.
He's a pelican.
Squirk, 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 squirk. They make those funny noises, don't they?
They do make funny noises. And if you've ever, well, I'll tell you where you'll see lots of seagulls in Ohio. Go up and take a ride on the ferry boat across to Kelly's Island.
Holy mackerel. Is that where we'll see them all? Go ahead, caller.
You'll see a lot of them.
Hey, how about lighthouse?
Ooh, I like that.
Not the lighthouse, no.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Not a lighthouse.
Well, you got to be pretty close to shore to see a lighthouse.
Name something you might see on the ocean. Lighthouse is not an answer.
You know, we even used the lighthouses. A lot of people think they're a thing of the past, but we knew where we were.
Here comes the break. We'll be back in just a moment. Hold the line. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, filling in for Charlie Evers. We're looking for things you see on the ocean. We have the number one answer, boat. Number three, dolphin. Number four, wave. Number five, whale. But there are two answers left. Things you might see out on the ocean. 740-383-9944.
One I always looked for, but I never saw one, was a mermaid.
A mermaid?
Yeah.
No, those
never
are fictional.
One. Oh, they are?
I believe they are.
I thought they rode on Pegasus there.
Half women, half woman, half fish?
Yeah.
Is that right? Go ahead, caller.
An oil rig.
Say that again, Bob.
Oil rig.
Oil rig.
No oil rig is, an oil rig is that, not on the list.
That's not a bad guess. Because
not a bad guess.
Especially if you're like in California or down in the Gulf, there are lots of them. Yeah.
Oil rigs.
Yeah.
Sure. But not on this particular list at this particular time on this particular day.
They were all Atlantic Ocean people.
Were they?
I don't know.
From the Atlantic. Name something you might see out on the ocean. I can't believe we don't have the number two answer. 23 people.
Do you think it's pretty easy?
Number two?
You're looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's very easy.
Sure,
I'm
when you're looking
right at
it.
The answer. And the number six answer is not that bad either.
Okay.
Name something you might see out on the ocean. Now remember, one is boat. Three is dolphin, four is wave, five is whale. What are two and six?
One of the things we used to be frightened of a little bit, especially when racing, is coming upon a big steamer.
I can imagine. Go ahead, caller.
Popeye and Brutus.
They didn't make the list, unfortunately.
There are comedians everywhere.
I know.
Olive oil.
Not olive oil either.
My son used to date olive oil.
Really?
Oh, that's what we called her. She looked like olive
oil.
Oh,
that's not very nice.
No, it wasn't very nice.
Holy mackerel.
She didn't know.
Well, is it okay if they don't know?
I don't know.
As long as they don't know, it's okay. Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
It was a family thing.
It was a family thing.
Yeah.
An internal joke.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Coast Guard?
Not the Coast Guard. No, that's a good guess, though.
That's another great one, because we prayed for the Coast Guard when we got a squall in the MAC race. You were always...
How about seagulls?
We saw seagulls a lot.
With the Coast Guard?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask the Coast Guard. We didn't... We were just looking.
I've never seen a seagull in Marion.
Oh, I don't know if I'll show you one in Marion, but I can guarantee I can show you one in Ohio.
Well, maybe Ohio, but not one in Marion.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Where are they?
Yeah, I'm going to get Mr. Anderson on. And
we don't have bodies of water.
Where are you?
Where are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about a barge?
A barge? Not a barge.
Okay.
That would be down on the Ohio River, maybe.
They have a lot of barges.
Yeah, lots of barges down there.
You know, there are a lot of barges up in Michigan.
There are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're right on the
ocean. Yeah. Well.
Go ahead, caller. Lake.
How about a surfer?
Surfer is number six. Two
really?
People said surfer. You have got it.
All right.
Very good. You know, the problem with that is I would never see a surfer on Lake Michigan.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, I bet there are surfers on Lake Michigan.
They try. The waves never get steep enough for them.
I bet if a good wind came through.
Yeah, the best place for waves is Lake Erie because it gets so choppy on Lake Erie because Lake Erie is much shallower than the other
coast. How was Lake Erie named?
Mr. and Mrs. Erie had a baby? I don't know.
Is it because it's scary?
I don't think so.
Go ahead, caller.
What about seaweed?
Ooh. Not seaweed, but that's a good guess, too.
Yeah. And there is seagulls all over Marion.
There you go. Where? That's my man.
Sir.
If you go to Lake Erie, they're everywhere. But
Lake Erie's not Marion.
Certain fields. They're all over certain fields.
Absolutely, when they
fertilize. Where can I go? Because I got a lot of time on my hands these days.
I'm not sure the exact time, but I've seen them over when farmers put some fertilizer down.
Yep, they sure do.
You know, I have a field right across from where I live, and I've never seen a seagull out there.
Well, we're going to tie you up and make you...
Well, I got to get back to work.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think he's right, and thanks for agreeing with me.
Well, God bless his heart for listening from work.
Yeah.
That's what we love. We're here to help people.
We hope.
Well, go ahead, caller.
A cruise ship.
Not a cruise ship, but that's a good guess.
And also, I have seen seagulls in the summertime out on Kroger's, Walmart's parking lot.
I love you. She's right.
Really, seagulls?
Seagulls, yeah.
Yes.
Not geese.
Nope, seagulls.
They look a lot different.
Oh. Well, I'd have to see. Now, what's a seagull look like?
It's kind of grayish and white. You know.
Apparently, I thought a seagull was a pelican.
Yes, you sounded that way. Next thing you know, you'll think the
eagles. Why would a seagull be at Kroger?
Because they
getting
can get
toilet paper?
No, they can get fish sandwiches there, I think.
Getting toilet paper. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I agree with that. I see seagulls on Walmart. Wherever there's trash,
yep.
You'll see seagulls.
Yep.
And if you really want to go see him, I imagine you can go out to Kildare Plains and take a drive down toward Elgin School.
Yeah.
Out in through there. You'll see lots of seagulls.
Good point.
Well, you know, I think right now the Tallgrass Trail is still open. The playground's closed, but the parks are still open.
You might see some out there over that lake.
Yeah. But they're mostly trash. And they migrate, I think.
Oh, I don't know that.
Because when the lake freezes and stuff, they move down a little bit. You'll see them more. There's kind of a certain time of the year when you see them, like in the early spring.
Huh. Yeah,
you may not
that's right.
see one in dead summer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're around more. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. That could be the answer on the ocean, too. Trash.
Trash?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not trash, but that's a good answer.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good answer, but yes, it's a great answer.
It is a great answer. Good guess.
You got to open your eyes when you're out in the world, and you'll see more.
Yeah, I'm convinced Scott of that. At my age, I see everything. He sees nothing.
I don't see any seagulls. I see these geese all over the place, but I don't see any seagulls.
Well, I'm going to take a picture next time I see one.
Take a picture, but don't doctor it up. I know how you like to do with the photoshopping.
I wish I knew how to do Photoshop.
Name something you might see out on the ocean. Number one is boat, three dolphin, four wave, five whale, six surfer. What is number two? I can't believe we don't have the number two answer here.
I can't believe surfer came ahead of some of those other good answers that people gave.
Why are seagulls around trash?
They're scavengers. They like that stuff.
Trash?
Yeah, they... Well, if you ever go up to Mackinac Island and have some trash in a bag and throw it to the trash bag, you'll find seagulls all
over. What if there's no food in it?
Well, they'll check it
oil
out.
Oil spill?
Ooh, I hope not.
Not an oil spill, but that's a good guess.
I hope not.
Not the good old oil spill.
Yeah, it's not a good guess. It's a terrible guess, but it's a good guess.
You remember about 10 years ago when that big oil spill, the tanker thing happened down
the
in
Enron?
The Gulf? It was an Enron, was it?
No, the one in the Gulf.
BP, wasn't it?
It was that BP oil well that blew up.
Well, that was awful.
It was terrible.
But they got it cleaned up.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Took a long time.
Dead animals.
But we get through some stuff. Go ahead, caller.
How about other dead fish?
Ooh. No. Dead fish? Not dead fish.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Caller, do you remember the ale? Well, I think we lost him.
We did.
But do you remember the alewife infestation? You probably don't. You're too young. But we had one over on Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, that you couldn't go to the beach because it stunk so badly. There were all these alewives rotting on the beach. It was bad.
That sounds like a happy memory.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a memory.
Holy moly.
Let's keep people happy, though.
I don't like the stink at the ocean.
I do. I love the smell of the ocean, but I also understand why you don't. Yeah.
It has an odor.
Yes, it does.
It has a woo.
Yeah.
Now, I like the saltwater smell.
Okay.
But not the ocean stinks.
Oh, yeah. Like when the seaweed starts to rot on the beach. Yeah, awful. That's not nice.
Awful.
Yeah.
So what is the thing we're missing here? Number two. Name something you might see out on the ocean.
Portuguese men of war. Don't step on one.
Highly
even if they're dead.
Unlikely. Highly unlikely. Number one is boat. Number three is dolphin. Number four is wave. Number five is whale. Number six is surfer. What is number two?
It's hard to believe that we haven't gotten an answer that's that high up. Oh, well. I can't think of anything else. I think everybody's already mentioned all the things I think of.
Well, it's interesting that this is apparently a stumper.
Yes, it sounds like it.
We've run into a stumper here in the midst of our...
In the mist or the midst?
Midst.
M-I-D-S-T?
In the midst.
Midst.
Midst? You'd say in the mist.
Yeah.
In the midst. Because that's like aunt and aunt, which we talked about earlier.
Oh.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
No.
That's what I say.
But it's aunt.
Well, it might be to you.
No, it is aunt. A-U-N-T. How would you pronounce that?
Aunt.
There you go. Do you have any aunts left?
I do not.
Go ahead, caller.
How about dolphins?
Dolphins, we already got.
Yeah,
number
we got
three.
That one. We got that one. Yeah, that was a good answer, but we did get it. That was pretty early. A dolphin. Do you think dolphins are smarter than people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, why would a dolphin be smarter than a person?
Well, they can do things we can't do.
Well, can they?
Yeah.
Like what?
Swim.
Yeah, but they can't eat Chinese food.
Well, that's true. They don't eat Chinese food very often, unless...
And they don't start buffets. They don't drive cars.
That's absolutely
true. We're up on them.
Okay. I'll give you that
one.
I'll give you that.
Go ahead, caller.
How about wave runners?
Not wave runners.
Yeah, that goes right along with the surfers type thing. Yeah.
That's a
good answer, but apparently not the right one.
Not wave runners. Isn't that interesting? We're not getting the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fisherman?
Not a fisherman.
Oh.
No, but that's a good guess.
That sounds like there was a hint in that.
A little bit of a hint. The hint of a hint.
Fisherwoman.
I did not. I said not a fisher. Did I do that?
Not a fisherman.
Well, that was a bad, bad hint then.
Okay.
As opposed to a fisherwoman?
Yeah.
It's not a fisherwoman.
No.
No.
What is a fisherwoman?
Woman who fishes.
Okay.
Or is that, you say that a woman who fish? A woman that fish?
Women that fish are called fisherwomen. Aren't they?
Are they?
Well,
I've never
call
heard
them
that title
fisherman.
In my life. But you're on that girl, woman.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about people sunbathing on their deck?
Ooh.
No, people sunbathing.
Oh, but I like that one.
Oh, Glenn.
I know. Glenn. I'm too old to like it, but I do.
Well, but they cover up, don't they?
Yeah. I used to jog every lunchtime, and down at OU they have a jogging part thing. I'll tell you after you get this phone call.
This will be interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Fisherwoman, some of the fishermen just jokingly they call them hookers.
Oh, that is really bad. But I'm glad you said just jokingly.
Oh, my word. Well,
get him off the air.
Go ahead, caller.
Fish.
You've got it.
Oh,
fish,
of course.
Number two, 23 people said fish. You have got it. Thank you, caller.
Okay.
That almost smacks you in the face.
I know. I can't believe nobody got that. Number one is boat. Number two is fish. Number three is dolphin. Number four is wave. Number five is whale. Number six is surfer.
Huh.
Things you find in the ocean.
Well, while you're looking for your next list, let me finish my little story. I used to run. It's about 3 miles, the route that I ran. And you run along the Hocking River, which is not the most beautiful river in the world to run along, but it was more pleasant than sitting in the office. So we would run along the Hocking River. I quite often ran with my boss. Okay. And, well, I'll have to wait until after the break.
Oh, no. We're on the break.
You know that Martha Dows and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey.
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And away we go, Glenn Coble.
You want me to finish my story?
Yes, with the sunbathing.
Okay, we would jog along the Hocking River, and all the girls during the spring and the early summer would lay out in the on the we called it the beach, but it was really just a grassy knoll next to the jogging park and the river. And they'd be in their bikinis and stuff like that. And I learned that you can't hold your breath very long. And you could see all this old guys running along there, sucking it in while they were running. And they were all in pain.
I bet they were.
Including yours.
Why is that called sunbathing?
I guess you're... like water on your body, you're getting rays on your body, sun rays.
But isn't it just getting a tan?
Yeah, that's what I would call it. But
what is sunbathing?
It's what my sister used to call it.
I don't know, it's like when people call a porch like a lanai. What is a lanai?
A lanai. I thought that was like a swing.
No, it's a porch.
Oh, good.
We get so highfalutin. Sunbathing? What is that?
Sunbathing. It sounds more sophisticated.
It's just getting a tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And you shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't. It's bad for you.
Yeah. You can look at all the age spots on my body from when I used to tan all day. I loved going out and tanning. Now, I wasn't one of those people that would tan for hours. I would tan 10, 15 minutes. So I was, I think, pretty lucky. My grandfather had skin cancer, so I was aware that you shouldn't be out there all for hours and hours.
And the tanning beds are awful, but they're still there.
Yeah. That's kind of an embarrassing thing. Have you ever gone tanning?
No.
It's kind of embarrassing because you're not sure whether you should get naked to tan.
Naked?
Naked.
In the tanning bed?
I am told there are women that get naked,
no.
So they have no tan lines. Now, I wore a swimsuit.
Who cares if you have tan lines?
I guess
who's going to see those?
I like tan lines, quite frankly.
I don't understand that. That's a little strange.
I'm a little strange.
Oh, man.
My dear, I apologize. That's to my wife, not you, Scott.
Well, I was hoping you weren't calling me your dear. I was hoping we did. We haven't gone that far off the edge, but apparently we are close to the apocalypse, so you never know.
Yeah.
Next Family Feud question here.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's get going.
Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
A dead one.
Isn't that difficult? Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers to this.
Oh, I got one.
Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. 740-383-9944. So what we're looking for here are quiet animals.
Yeah. Most animals are fairly quiet.
Not all.
No, parrots aren't.
How about a seagull?
Seagull would not be quiet, no.
No, seagulls have that loud screech.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on with those seagulls. Go ahead, caller.
A snake.
Yeah. Snake is number one. Yeah, 28 people said snake. You got it.
That was the first thing I thought of. Yeah.
Thank you.
We need to get James Anderson to call in. He's probably working out there on the Tallgrass Trail right now, but he would have all sorts of answers for us.
A quiet animal is what we're looking for here, right?
Yeah. I got another great one, but I bet it won't be on there.
It's worded, name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why do people want snakes?
I have no idea.
That is very strange to me. Go ahead, caller.
Hamster.
A hamster is not on the list.
They are quiet, though, but they do a little squeaky thing, don't they?
That wheel. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably that wheel. People don't like the wheel.
You know what? The only time I've ever really held a snake was because my grandkids were with me, and I didn't want to look like a scaredy cat, and it pooped on me.
Oh, the snake did?
Yeah.
What a shame. Go ahead, caller.
Quiet as a mouse.
Oh, a mouse.
A mouse.
A mouse is not on the list.
Oh, it has to be on the list. It's quiet as one.
No, it's not there.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Our listeners are smarter than your people.
Well, I didn't go out and survey these people, but mouse is not on today's list. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fish when you take it for a walk in the ocean?
You know, fish is number two. 26.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you take it for a walk. That's pretty good.
Big response on that one. Fish was number two, 26 people. Snake was number one with 28. What else do we got going here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, would cats be on your list?
Cat is number three.
Oh, my.
17 people said a cat. You've got it right. Thank you.
We lost him.
We lost him.
I got a complaint about the fish, though.
What's that?
They're not very quiet if you have all the bubblers and the filters and all that stuff going.
Well, at night, when you turn out all the lights.
That's when you hear all the bubblers.
Right. During
the
day, it's fine.
Yeah.
Snake is number one. Fish is number two. Cat is number three. What's four, five, six, and seven? Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
I have four fish. You know, you have to get used to learning how to flush them. That's kind of a sad moment, but...
kill them.
Well, they're already
dead.
Send
them out to ocean. Send them out to the ocean.
Yeah, that's what I kept telling my grandkids. I'm sending them to the river.
What's the difference between river, ocean, and sea?
Oh, I'll give you
go ahead, caller.
Good answer on that.
How about a goanna?
A what? Oh, iguana.
Iguana is not on the list.
Ooh, they would be very quiet.
It's not.
But who keeps them?
I don't know. Okay.
Thank you. No iguana.
Yeah. What were we talking
sea,
about?
Sea, ocean, river.
Well, a river is...
Lake.
A river has a... It's going to a sea or an ocean or a lake. And it's a moving body of water, whereas a lake is not moving. And an ocean is moving, but it's not moving anywhere in particular. Kind of like me with that answer.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a turtle?
Ooh. A turtle is not on the list.
Yeah, they don't.
That's a good guess, though.
They don't make any noise, but they're not a big popular pet, are they? I guess when I was a kid, I had a little turtle. I think we rolled over it with a car or something. It was sad.
Killed it?
Yeah,
squished it?
I think we did, yeah.
How hard is a turtle shell? Not harder than a car.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Spider.
Ooh. A spider. Spider is not on the list.
Oh, I really thought that would be on their tarantula, you know.
Oh, a tarantula is on the list.
Oh, well, that's a spider.
Well, but, you know, we got to get down in the tarantula. There are a lot of spiders.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to keep a black recluse or a brown recluse or whatever.
Black widow.
Black widow.
A black widow?
No.
They'll kill you.
They're not very much fun.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a rabbit?
A rabbit is not on the list.
Rabbits.
This close to Easter. Quasi, no bunny rabbits.
Quasi wabbit.
We've got snake, fish, cat, and tarantula. Still three answers left. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
I got one that hasn't been answered yet. And I know people keep them as a pet. You don't keep one. You keep more than one. So.
Oh, really?
A family of them, yes. We'll talk about that. When
a family?
Yes.
A family of pets.
Do you know that you can now buy a family of bees? Which I think is a great idea for the ecology of this area, especially with apples around and stuff like that.
Don't we have enough bees outside?
No. We've killed an awful lot of them, unfortunately.
How do we kill them?
Chemicals and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's because we don't want to get stung.
Well, but you know what? They pollinate more stuff than you can imagine. And if they don't pollinate, you don't eat.
I'm not against the bees. I'm just saying they've got
you're
to learn.
You're a bee hater.
They've got to learn not to sting people. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about a mouse?
Mouse is not on the list.
We had somebody else. So somebody else agrees with you.
No mice, no mouse.
No mice. You know, I used to have a roommate of mine, Rick D'Azevedo. You may know the D'Azevedo family. They used to do a lot of Christmas.
They were in the mafia.
No, they used to do a lot of Christmas specials. But Rick had some animal that he had to feed mice to, and it was a snake, and I don't know what type. But it always bothered me when I'd go to his house. You want to watch me feed the snake? No, I don't want to watch that.
See the end of the mice. Go ahead, caller.
How about a frog or a toad?
You know, lizard is on the list.
Okay, well, that's an amphibian,
we'll go with that.
How about an owl?
Not an owl.
Owl. They would be not quiet.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My son's, my youngest son who has the vineyard, they have an owl roost in the vineyard, and it kind of keeps some of the birds away that eat the grapes, and they are not quiet.
Hoot.
No, they are. The ones that he has in their nest, they kind of screech at you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're really loud, especially the babies.
What about the bees, though? Where are the bees?
With the birds.
With the bees and the birds. The birds and the bees. I never understood that saying.
I never did either.
What's it have to do with birds and bees?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a very strange saying.
That is a strange.
It's old English.
But you do need the bees. And I was shocked. You can order this whole bunch of bees, and they come with their queen. If they didn't have a queen, they would just die off. But they have a queen so that they can do their thing.
People in England are like that, too.
Yes, they are.
If they don't have their queen, they just die off. Did you see Prince Charles has the coronavirus?
Oh, my goodness. It'll get anybody.
And he's up in age.
He is up in age. And his father is even further up in age.
Look at his mother.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think she might have it?
Well, let's hope not.
He probably hasn't seen her in a few years, so it's okay.
Let's hope they've stayed clear of each other.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a person in the public eye like that. How do you avoid being close to people? I don't know.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
But he's doing okay.
I like his daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. Which one?
The most recent one.
Meghan Markle.
She. I love the twinkle in her eye when she smiles.
Nate had a twinkle in her eye when she smiles.
Well, that's a euphemism.
I guess it is. Holy mackerel. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. Not a snake, not a fish, not a cat, not a lizard, not a tarantula. What are the other two?
Well, I'm guaranteeing it wouldn't be you.
No. I'd be very quiet.
You wouldn't be quiet.
I'd be quiet. Lay over there in the corner. You'd never hear a word.
You would dominate the conversation.
No. I would moderate, not dominate. What are the other two answers here?
That's like the difference between a sea and a river, moderate and dominate. So
dominate is when you push people around.
Oh, okay.
Moderate is when you keep order.
Okay.
That's right. Moderate and dominate.
We'll let you moderate.
Does anybody know the other two animals that don't make much noise?
So there are two. What ranking were they?
They are number 5 and number 7.
So they're pretty far down. So
one has 3 and one has 5.
So one of them might be the one I'm thinking of.
Does anybody know? A silent animal. 740-383-9944. Got about a minute left before we break for news and weather.
A koala bear.
A koala? Now that's not a pet.
I
don't think you
keep
koala bears as a pet.
I don't think so either.
I think it's illegal.
It probably is.
Sheriff Bailey would come in and arrest you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think he'd know that you had a koala bear, but there aren't any koala bears.
I'd report you.
Yeah, you would.
Send him over. 59 minutes past the hour.
He's a nice man. I like Sheriff Bailey.
Nice guy. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dead animal?
No deads.
I think I mentioned that real early.
No dead animals on this particular list, but we are going to go dead here for 10 minutes and go for news and weather. We'll be back on the other side with another hour.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being Giving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions.